Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's the 17th of December, 2015, and this is my audio blog. So I'm driving to work at the moment. Apologies for the noise in the QQ caster, as I believe it's called officially. Given that name by Bernie Topgold. Topgold on all good social media networks. I thought I'd just record a quick boo just to say hello to everybody, and I'm still listening to, particularly to Bernie and Paul at Omani blog on all good social networks, and Big Rick. Very interesting listening to Big Rick, and all strength to you, mate. All one word on audio boo. Driving along, thinking about Karaoke Secret Santa. So I'm doing the Karaoke Secret Santa again this year, which is exciting. It's my third year of doing that. It's always a challenge coming up with, because you put your name in the hat effectively on a website, and then you end up being drawn with somebody else, and they don't know who you are, but you know who they are, and you've got access to their sort of list of favourite songs, favourite artists, favourite musicals, whatever, and then you've got to make a song for them and do a YouTube video of you doing a karaoke version or something like along those lines of one of their a song for them, and then you make the song for them, and then it's got to be ready by Christmas morning so they can get it, and of course you naturally get one from someone else who you weren't expecting, it's good fun, like to involve the family with it. So last year, the kids were there doing shaking maracas and things, and Jana was on the tambourine and singing along as well, all of them. So it was good little sort of family project, family activity. Year before, Jana was doing lots of very good management of props for me as well, which is great. So this year, the idea is we're going to use Amelia's viola skills in the song, and hopefully Henry's trombone as well, because he's learning trombone. Hopefully going to use both of them playing music in the piece. And for me, I'm not happy doing just a karaoke version. For me, it's actually more of a cover version. I'll be playing other instruments. So that's rather exciting. So I've chosen the song I'm doing, and I've got hold of the sheet music, and I've transposed it to a key that I think will better suit my voice than the original key does. Having transposed the music to that level, I've now been able to go ahead and make an arrangement for the viola music for Amelia to use, because she's been learning viola properly, using proper sheet music and stuff. She reads proper sheet music, and when she does her little compositions, she writes them out on the same musical staves with the same musical notation. She's doing it properly. I need to write it down in proper musical notation for Amelia. So I drew out the staves and, looked up the alto clef that you have to use for viola music, which is different from the treble clef and the bass clef that we're familiar with from piano pieces. So I drew them out and drew out the music, and it occurred to me that, wow, that's actually the first time that I've I've ever written out sheet music. Is it? I think it is, yeah. And of course, for my daughter, it isn't. She's done it before. So hopefully when she gets her results in, not only will she be the, you know, she'll be the most qualified musically in the house, in the family, which is great. But of course she's already surpassed me because she's already written down, you know, musical notes on a proper musical notation. And I'm only doing it now. So I quite like that. I quite like the fact that my Amelia's done something that I haven't done before. And she's done it first. Brilliant. Yeah. Proud daddy moment. So yeah. You can probably hear the smile on my face. But yeah, so the Karaoke Secret Santa. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that done, getting that recorded and uploaded and all that sort of thing, and sharing it all with you. I may well provide some further updates on the subject if anything else interesting springs to mind through the next. It's only a week, isn't it? yeah. Yeah, it doesn't help when the person that you draw is in Australia, and therefore their time zone is, they're already, what is it, 12 hours ahead of us. So it's really going to be Christmas Day for them, in the middle of Christmas Eve for us. So I've got to get it ready even earlier. Oh dear, never mind. So yeah, anyway, looking forward to it. And I'll keep you posted. At least I'll let you know when it's finished. But possibly updates for you before then. Thanks for listening, everyone. And take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.